I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lawmakers in Greece are in full revolt. The Prime Minister called for a public vote on a debt deal hammered out by the Eurozone leaders last week. Because the situation remains volatile, ministry is a challenge. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains.
It's difficult for all of our co-workers in Greece. This uncertainty affects everyone, and everybody would like to have a resolution to this, at least know where we are heading.
Their teams are committed to their work because
there is definitely a lot more interest in spiritual matters. People are desperate, and when people get desperate, they tend to do a lot of soul searching, and it's a great opportunity to share the gospel.
Elsewhere, numbers vary from 85% to 99% of Algerian people groups that remain unreached. An Operation Mobilization field leader says ministry is growing, though. As many as 100,000 now know Christ and are coming in no small numbers through TV and radio ministries. OM's House of Hope has 40 Christians running nearly 400 radio and TV programs, providing safe ways for Algerian Muslims to learn about Christ and grow in their faith. And it's been 2 years since Grace Ministries International put a large emphasis on outreach in schools in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton says,
"They want to see 1,000, and now the number since we began this program is closer to 17 to 18,000. So the door is open now. We want to make sure we enter in and do as much as possible during this time."
Mainly that means discipleship, which has been difficult. Pray for this ministry and its leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission, by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.